Hi friends, happy Sunday. We're going to do a lesson today about the gospel of Jesus. The gospel is like an announcement, and this announcement is about the life and death and resurrection of Jesus. Now, I've got some friends that are going to help me tell you about the gospel of Jesus. They're not our young DTK friends, though they're young-ish. These friends are Kennedy, Miss Kennedy, and Miss Rachel, who help us teach in DTK. Say hi to your friends. So they're going to help tell the story about the gospel of Jesus and give us some insights to help you all understand what it means and how it's helped them as teenagers. So I don't know if you all have heard of the gospel before. When I heard it for the first time, it was being used to describe music that I heard in church when I was a little girl. It was described as gospel music. I'm not sure how much I knew about what the people were singing about and what they were saying when I was little, but I'm pretty sure, looking back on it, that the gospel music was telling me about the life and death and resurrection of Jesus, which is what the gospel is. There's a pretty cool connection to that too that I just found out about, and that is that the gospels were originally performed. Like, because so few people could read back then, there were these like public performances where people could learn about who Jesus was and why he was so different and amazing compared to their other leaders. So that's another pretty cool fact about the Gospels. Now, it's real important to me, and especially why I chose my guest today. When I was your age, I didn't really know a lot about the gospel. I don't know if I knew what it was at all. And so you're fortunate in that you already know or are learning about it. When I was a little girl, I was kind of afraid of Jesus because I had been told that Jesus was about rules and don't do this and don't do that. But I've learned differently since then, and I'm so glad that you have too. And so have our friends here. So let's go ahead and talk about what this gospel is. So I was just reading a book that gave me a word that might help tell the story of the gospel. And that word is mission. Like, what do you know about the word mission, friends? Like, can you describe a situation that has a mission?
If you guys ever play hide and seek, it's kind of like a mission. It's your duty to go and seek and find people. So it's like a mission, something that you go on.
That's right.
And to do.
Absolutely.
And whenever astronauts go to space,
right,
their mission is to, you know, maybe find life on other planets or just go up there and look at what they see.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So those missions are to seek and find something, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. The mission in the gospel was like a rescue mission. It was like what Jesus was going to rescue God's relationships with the people that had, the relationships had gotten messed up along the way before Jesus was born. Right? Same, maybe?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, so let's talk about the gospel. Can you all help me create a picture for our friends at DTK about how it all began? Like, what do you know about the creation? What can you tell about the beginning?
Well, I know that in the beginning of the world, God created everything, like the fish, the people,
the mountains, the planets,
yeah,
the stars,
Earth, all the things. That's right. That's
everything.
Right. And we can think about that, we can imagine how beautiful all that was. Right? All of the things. And then the people. So then something went wrong, right? What can you tell us that went wrong?
So Adam and Eve were tempted by the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And they made some very bad choices.
They made some bad choices. And then that kind of changed everything, like the history from there on. So it was a bad thing, or it was some wrong, really wrong choices, but did God give up on them?
No.
And on us?
No. He loves us too much.
God loves us too much. Yeah. And then there was that plan, right? Mm-hmm. So this is why we talked about the mission. So God had a plan. God had a rescue plan. Who knows what the, which one of you guys can share what the plan was about? Like,
The plan was to send his son to make up for our sins and our wrongdoing.
That's right. So Jesus was born, right? And then Jesus lived, walked, you know, and did Jesus things like healing and teaching and miracles and
guiding.
Yeah, all that stuff, right? And then after Jesus did that for 3-ish, 4 years, Jesus took the punishment for our sins, right? That was the main mission. Like, it wasn't an accident that Jesus died for us. It was a part of the plan. And Jesus knew the plan ahead of time. But Jesus took punishment for our sins by dying on the cross for all of the wrong choices everywhere, not just the choices of Adam and Eve, but all the choices, bad choices that were going to be made after that, right? But it was a good part. What was the best part of that plan?
He rose from the dead. He was born again.
That's right. Jesus rose from the dead and saved us from all of those sins. Tell me what you think about what that says about what God can do.
Everything.
I think it just shows just how strong he is, mm-hmm. and how willing he is to do anything for his people.
Right. So how does that make you feel as like teenagers? Like, I didn't know this when I was growing up, so mm-hmm. I thought I was on my own. Mm-hmm. How does it make you feel as teenagers that you've got somebody. That
it makes me feel blessed, because I always know that I have somebody that I can trust in. I know he's always there for me,
right? I think that being a teenager, a lot of it is making decisions, and sometimes you make the wrong decisions and sometimes you make the right decisions, mm-hmm. and I think that knowing that Jesus will be there for you no matter what decisions you make, it gives me a comforting feeling.
Mm-hmm. How would you feel? And I don't know when you learned or when you realized that this was, you know, that Jesus was there for you in this way. Like, so what can you say to our like young DTKers about, hey, this is this thing that you have? What can you say to them to make them feel like you do about God, that they have God?
I think that you can compare God to always having, you know, like a teddy bear to go back to at home. Sometimes if you do something scary, maybe the first day of school, or meeting new people, you know, that maybe you're a little bit nervous, but you always have, you know, your stuffed animal to comfort you whenever you get back home.
Nice. Oh, well, that's a good way to look at it. I hadn't seen it that way, but yeah. So when Jesus died, for our sins, that led to our salvation. Like, we were saved from sin after that. Who gets to be a part of this salvation thing? Like, is it just certain people?
Everybody, if you declare that he is your savior.
That's right.
Your Lord.
If you say,
if you believe that he is someone that you can trust, and mm-hmm. he's someone that is there for you,
yeah,
then everybody can
right.
be a part of it.
Right. If you say Jesus is my guy, or my best girl, or my Jesus,
yeah.
Then you get to be a part of it. So how should we, what is our responsibility? Like, knowing this, now, knowing the gospel now, what do you think should be our responsibility in all of this?
Is to spread the gospel, spread more of it, to spread the good news to everybody else.
How would you spread it as teenagers? Like, what do you, how do you show, share, let your peers know that Jesus is your person or your savior?
Whenever my friends are going through something else, I just kind of let them know. You know, God always has your back. He has mine, and he has yours too.
Yeah. That's good for our young DTKers too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good way to share. You can also, you know, share by being a person who is
there for them.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So that's a quick version of the gospel. There's another name that people use to refer to the gospel, and they call it the good news. Why do you think it's called the good news?
Because it was good news.
Good news, right? Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you. So is there anything else that you want to tell our young friends about? Any of the things that we've talked about, or what you've learned, or what you know? Or
Just know that God will always be there for you. And like you said, as long as you say, you know, Jesus is my friend, he's here for me, he's my pal, you know, you are saved and he'll always be with you.
Awesome. Great. Okay. So we're going to talk more about this good news next week, actually for the next several weeks. We'll find out some more about who actually wrote this good news down, or shared it. And then it's in the first four books of the New Testament. So if you have a Bible, it'd be a good idea. It'd be cool for you to maybe get those out, and follow along the way, as we talk about it each week. So I really appreciate you all helping me to illustrate what the good news is. I'm so glad that, you know, I have you to help share something that I didn't have at your age and at the age of our friends at DTK. And I look forward to us talking more about this.
Yep.
All right. You ready to tell our friends bye?
Yep.
Bye.
Bye, friends. Have a good Sunday.